Hey folks, I'm Scott and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Matt Wagner and we're doing a little update on the Azure Advisor, one of my favorite features in Azure. It was in preview before, but not anymore.
That's correct. We released a GA in March of this year and it's available to everyone. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Azure Advisor, it's a service that provides free personalized best practice recommendations for Azure. And so what it will do is it will look across all of your subscriptions and resources and identify ways that you can optimize things like the availability, performance, security, and even how to maximize the return on your IT investments.
Yeah, the feature is really cool because it gives you like really personalized suggestions. Sometimes the suggestions are almost so good it makes me feel like there's a person there, but it's really just kind of smart artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's right. It's not simply taking sort of a white paper on Azure. It's actually looking at what you're doing in the system and providing guidance that's really customized to you.
Mm-hmm. How do I get to it inside of the portal?
Sure. So Azure Advisor is available in the left-hand nav of the Azure portal. Mm-hmm. And when you come into it, you'll see a dashboard here. And this dashboard will roll up all of the advice that Advisor has available for mm-hmm. you across all of your subscriptions. And you can dive into any of these categories here. So mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and dive into availability. And this category is really about sort of maximizing the resiliency of your services on Azure. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see, for instance, there's a recommendation here around managed disks. Mm-hmm. So here's where Advisor has looked and found an availability set that you have, but that availability set isn't using managed disks. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that while you may have redundancy there at the compute layer, at the storage layer, you still have a single point of failure. And so Azure Advisor will look at that and then recommend that you migrate to managed disks.
I see. And it sounds to me like it's not, this isn't a, to be frank, this isn't an upsell. What it's doing is it's saying you intended for high availability. And you have that at this layer, but at this layer, it's not highly available. So it's actually a warning.
Yeah, absolutely. And another case that we do that in is, for instance, people will create an availability set, and they're just, the provisioning server is really fast, and then they forget to add an additional server to it. Mm-hmm. And we find that a lot, where a lot of people have created availability sets, and they actually don't have more than one server in it. And mm-hmm. so they're really not gaining any benefit there.
Okay. So you're warning, that's a high impact thing, and then there are high, medium, and low?
Yep. For instance, we have one here that looks and identifies virtual machines that you have where virtual machine backup is not enabled. And you can simply click on Enable Virtual Machine Backup, and this takes you to a nice UI within the Azure portal that you can go and enable backup on that virtual machine.
Now, this is interesting because it brings up a couple of thoughts around costing. Using the advisor is free, right?
That's right.
Getting the recommendations is free. Just like if I take my car and I say, like I recently had my tires looked at.
Yeah.
One of them's bald. Fixing the tire isn't free.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So all of the recommendations are available to you free at no cost. But depending on what the recommendation is, there may be additional charges if you decide to implement that recommendation. Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the recommendations will cost you money because you're adding something, but I assume other ones can save you money.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great pivot here. Another category that we have is our cost category. And this category is all about sort of maximizing your return on your IT budget. So we want to identify areas that you may be wasting money on in Azure so that you can take that money and reallocate them to higher value workloads for you. One of our most popular recommendations here is our low usage virtual machine recommendation. Mm-hmm. And this will identify virtual machines that you have running in Azure that appear to be underutilized. And it'll recommend either shutdowning or right-sizing those virtual machines.
Yeah, that's really so important. I did a series on my blog a while back called Penny Pinching in the Cloud. And I think sometimes people think that the cloud wants you to spend a whole bunch of money. In fact, the cloud wants you to have as much density as possible. And yeah. Frankly, if you're wasting, like you said here, you're wasting or potentially you could be saving $1,000 because you have low, here we go, look. See, this is so great, it's so specific, the advisor is so specific. Your average CPU is less than 5%. Why not resize it or consider shutting it down? But even better, you have usage patterns. So you can actually let me look at the virtual machine and say, oh, it's only used on the weekdays. I can size it down
right.
on the weekends.
And one of the new features that we've added recently to Azure Advisor is the ability to determine just how aggressive you want Advisor to be at identifying those virtual machines.
Ah.
So you can now go in up here to the configure recommendation rule. And this opens a new configuration window. And then on a per subscription basis, you can adjust what the CPU utilization threshold should be. for that. So
that is cooler than I think people realize. Like, I need a moment to just absorb that. Before, it was just a blanket recommendation, but now
right.
I get to decide how your advisor tells me about my stuff.
That's right. So you may say for your particular organization, you know what, 5% is just way too conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to up that maybe to 15%, right, to identify low-usage virtual machines at that threshold.
Yeah. And then you'll tell me how much money I could potentially save as an organization, and then I could go and take whatever actions I wanted to. My actions could be sophisticated in that they maybe size the virtual machines smaller on weekends and then resize them during weekdays, which would be kind of a sophisticated thing.
Yeah.
Or it could be something as simple as putting in some autoscale rules on a website.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, advisor, you don't need to follow the exact actions that we recommend for you. For instance, some people decide not to resize or shut down, but they may adjust their load balance configuration or, like you said, put some type of schedule in around it.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed that there's a snooze feature.
Yes. So if you do have recommendations that you you don't feel apply to you, mm-hmm. you can snooze them at any time. So for instance, if I no longer want to see a low usage virtual machine recommendation for this particular resource, I can come in here and snooze it. And I can choose to snooze this for a certain time period, or I can say, just never show me this again.
Oh, okay. And will it never show it for that virtual machine, but not the rule all up?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and this is because you may have resources that are test resources as opposed to production resources where you don't want the recommendation on. And to better support that, we also added in the configuration section the ability to select and include which resources you want in Azure Advisor.
Mm.
So on a subscription or resource group level, I can come in here and identify resource groups and subscriptions that I may not want Advisor to produce recommendations on.
That's nice, and that's a new feature.
Yeah, and this is because organizations may have, for instance, test resources where they say, I'm not really interested in incurring the additional expense around optimizing for performance or availability, so don't include those in Advisor.
Yeah, that's a good point. So then production would go and tell you about all the best practices, and you'd make sure that you're all green.
Yep.
All green. And then in dev and test, I don't need to do premium disks or high availability in dev.
Right, exactly.
Very cool. Yep. I also noticed that there was a feature not just to download CSVs, but I could maybe make a PDF and then send it off to a business person that maybe doesn't want to think about things outside of PDF world.
Yep, that's another one of our new features in Advisor. All of your recommendations can be downloaded in either a PDF or mm-hmm. a CSV format. The PDF format is exactly as you mentioned. It's perfect, as a summary for sharing within the organization. So you may have a team of people that you're working with, obviously, on your application. And you may want to take the recommendations back to them, discuss with them, and decide whether you want to implement them or not, rather mm-hmm. than sort of being the one-man guy in there
taking it
all.
So the other thing that I think is interesting to point out is that these recommendations for really sophisticated organizations are available as a REST API. So you've got go into the portal, look at CSVs, put those into Excel, PDFs, and I could also call and then make my own dashboard and my own system on top of
Advisor. Yeah, absolutely. Azure Advisor provides a full REST API. You can get all of your recommendations through that API and integrate it with your own IT service management system if mm-hmm. you like. And then all of the new configurability that we added into Advisor recently is also available through that REST API. So you can fully use it that way if you want to.
Yeah, it's really interesting too, because from a dev team's perspective, we actually get emails internally where people are saying, hey, you left that virtual machine on over the weekend. I'd really like you to go and turn that off. And if you're not going to turn it off, we're going to turn it off for you. So you can really automate that as much as you want into your IT department and your dev department so that you can save a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I could maybe even tell people, I could page them or text them and say, turn around, come back and turn that virtual machine off. Of course, I could automate that as well. I notice also in the corner here, you've actually got the dollar amounts that you could save up front and center, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, exactly. It provides you sort of a really high-level indication of just, how much money you could potentially be saving
mm-hmm.
Through those recommendations.
So this is all available now, and as we've seen, a lot of new features are happening all the time. So if people just keep using Advisor, visiting it on a regular basis, maybe pin it to the, mm-hmm. the front of their dashboard and visit it on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. We're always improving the intelligence of Advisor and adding new features. If you come back and visit, you always may find something new there.
Very cool. All right. I'm learning all about Azure Advisor. I'm going to run it on all of my Azure subscriptions and probably save some money. You heard about it here first on Azure Friday.